Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1703, air date July 24th, 2026.
All right, good evening, everyone. It is Dr. Shiva and the Truth From Health Warrior Scholar, a team and leadership. Today's talk is going to be on evil needs, naive and nice, and what it takes to win Truth From Health. So let's go to video. I want to talk about something I would say from a deeply personal journey for people in our movement. This is probably one of the most compelling journeys that people will take to actually, in many ways, I would say to become a whole human being at a fundamental level on, and it's deeply connected to what, why we are here and what is the purpose of life. So many of us, you know, we'll do things in the outer world, which will be very, very divergent from what we do in the personal world. Okay, so sometimes it's very easy to talk about saving the world out there and fighting for things out there, but you may not be reflecting that in your own personal lives. And each one of us has to reflect on what I just said about that. But if you can connect your inner personal life with what you want to see in the world, in the outer world, it's an opportunity to be a whole human being. So let me give you something that we strive to keep educating, probably in a common theme at Truth Freedom Health, is a notion of the not so obvious establishment. And I would argue that really understanding this at an intellectual level is one piece, but on a very, very actionable level, practicing it at all aspects of your life is ultimately what makes you a whole human being. And I find women actually understand this intuitively better than most men. And I think it's because women have had to have a survival instinct in the midst of perhaps not even being betrayed in some family situations with the quote unquote male counterpart. But women have had to do this probably to protect their children in some ways. They have a ferocity and a very clear line into knowing when someone's trying to screw them over. I've noticed probably, and it's probably a pattern, men in the modern world have the luxury of not having to deal with the survival. And each one of us can reflect it. It's a generalization. But in our movement, we come at the heart of it to really help people understand that if we're going to win Truth for the Health, the very profound principles of really delivering a world that serves more people than the few, fighting exploitation, fighting evil, you have to get this really clear that those in power who exploit people at personal levels, you know, professional levels, at political levels, thrive on the naive and the nice. They thrive on the naive and the nice. And so, for example, you know, when we go through our leadership training, we actually take archetypes like an Elon Musk, or we take a Bobby Effing Kennedy, or we take a Bernie Sanders, or an AOC, or Jesse Jackson, Mike Adams, Joe Rogan. You can go down the list. People who come out and purport and have all the right words that they're fighting, but when you go to very specific situations or much broader situations, you find these people actually are part of the establishment. But more profoundly, there's a whole strata of people who try to appease these people and not call them out, and therefore this evil continues. So I'll give you an actual live example that's going on now. Okay? We had a woman who, we're going to expose her fully, just like we did Mike Adams. By the way, Mike Adams, you know, as many of you know, talk about Mike Adams, calls himself the Health Ranger, literally stole all of my material. Stole it all. As you know, let me just talk a little bit about the process of innovation, or whether you do art or engineering or anything you do, it's really a labor of love. It takes years. And Crystal probably knows, or I don't know if Suresh is here, knows the amount of effort that I will do to make an image on a website. I do most of our design. or build a website or write a book. It is truly a whole process that you go through. It comes out of my soul, just like the invention of email. These are hard work. And when someone comes along and steals your shit, it is profoundly hurtful. Now, in the case of imagine someone going through our entire website, having a meeting saying they're going to replicate Truth, Freedom, Health. So a few days ago, weeks ago, a woman who came around our movement from India, a bunch of Brahmins in India, who have been watching our movement, called one of our leaders and said, "Oh, we really want to promote Dr. Shiva. Can we have the mailing list to everyone in India?" This is our intellectual property, which took us decades, you know, to get organized, etc. And this individual was smart enough to say something doesn't seem right. Then this individual wanted all the mailing lists of people in Canada because she was going to visit. Okay? And Kai Bloomberg was very smart to not do it. And he was getting onto her, even though Kai is a very nice guy. But he's in his journey of knowledge of getting a little more adept than being just a nice guy. And she inadvertently sent him two videos of a meeting that she held in India with people in this movement. And it's quite, I haven't seen it, but I've had others, because if I saw it, I'd probably shoot this person. That's how awful it is when your shit gets stolen from you. You feel like you're being fucking raped because it's your hard work. And in this case, it's our collective hard work. So this woman has a meeting with a bunch of people, and it's all on video, going through our website, saying how they are going to steal it. And she speaks it in Hindi and English to literally rob our cards, our funnel model, to bring it to her website, to funnel people from India over there, when the true leader is right in front of them. And people in the audience are asking, wait a minute, Dr. Shiva's movement already exists. Why do you want to do this? And another individual gets up with a detailed analysis of our clean food website, Systems Health, our cards, and how they are going to copy it. Until you share this, people don't understand why I am so harsh, why I go out of my way to train people to expose the nature of evil, because I have had to suffer that because I came from nothing. No one ever gave me anything. Nothing. So when you go through that process, and don't take me wrong, I wasn't born in some family where I was given everything or in an environment, but I was born a dark-skinned, low-caste immigrant who came from nothing. And by all accord, I should never even be here in front of you guys. But Suresh knows when we built our website, how many thousands of man hours it took to build that. And they are sitting saying how they're going to steal every piece of our graphic. And until you see this, and this is to all the men in the room, don't take it the wrong way, you will realize the nature of this evil, and you can't fuck around with these people. This is opportunism at its core, which means you know here is a true revolutionary movement and you are going to steal their material to create the fake version when the bona fide leader is right in front of you in India. And in the audience, people are asking this fucking bitch, why aren't we already in that movement? And directing people away and how they are actually going to replicate every element of our website. Now, there are serious copyright violation issues, derivative works, international, just criminal, unethical, but more profoundly, evil. And Crystal and having this discussion, do people actually get this? Oh, well, maybe she did it because she was mistaken. You see, people start doing all these excuses. Barb Heard got it because Barb Heard grew up in an environment where she had to fight and suffer in all different conditions. People who've gone through exploitation get this. They don't fuck around. But people who haven't, they start appeasing. Well, maybe, you see what I'm saying? And that naivete, that niceness is why the world doesn't change. Because absolutely evil people bank on the naive and the niceness because they just go fucking steal shit. They go fucking kill people. They do genocide. Mike Adams talks a big game. He's a Christian and shit, but literally took all my material, created a book called Shatter the Swarm, and was pushing it out there. The level of plagiarism, which is theft, which the Bible doesn't allow, but the audacity of doing this and thinking we're going to allow it. You see, that's the key, because these people come out as bullies, come out as they're holier than now. And then they base it on the fact that others will not do something. Do you guys follow what I'm saying? They're basing it on your naivete and your niceness and your frankly stupid kindness, quote unquote kindness. And this is why evil continues. And I've had to fight it all my fucking life. And when I talk about the not so obvious establishment, it is to go to the heart of the issue. If you are a Christian, that's what fucking Christ talked about. He didn't pussyfoot around it. And in your own family lives, you'll find your family, quote unquote family, which we are brainwashed to think because you grow up in some family, biologically completely fucking just a lottery, that you owe something to these people. And people spend their lives being fucked over by quote unquote family members. And you can look at it in your own lives. And I've had to deal with that for 60 years with a family member who was one of the most exploitative individuals I know, and it's coming to a head. And what I wanted to share with you, in the midst of all this, is stealing, Mike Adams, a number of things that are going on. Many of you know that we as a physical body, mind and matter operate on multiple levels. There's the gross physical realm, there's the subconscious, there is the superconscious. If you understand that mind, matter, information, matter, and energy operate on many different levels, this is just a fact. It's not some woo-woo shit. And there are certain times that you can untap certain aspects of knowledge that are at a very deep level. So as this event, which I just heard out was going on, and dealing with this family situation that I've dealt with for 60 years, and having to be a grown-up adult at the age of 13 to deal with this. And it's coming to a head. It's all good. But I have a dream. Okay? Not I have a dream, but I actually had a dream. And this was on Sunday. So I go to bed. And in this dream, I'm in a village in India. And by the way, many of you know I love dogs. You know, I have two great dogs. And a dog shows up in this dream that's a rabid dog. It looks like a nice golden retriever, but with short hair. So obviously it's a dog, right? So my subconscious thinks that dogs are nice, just like you would think your sister or your loved one or your partner, right? It's a representative of something you would actually adore. Well, anyway, this dog is quite rabid in this dream, biting me, attacking me, vicious. It's running around. I'm running around trying to run away from it. The villagers get this dog and they try to appease it. And in fact, they put wrapping paper around its nose, right? Like a Band-Aid to stop it. The goal is to try to appease this dog. Anyway, the dog escapes that and starts attacking me again. It was such a profound dream because I've had dreams where I've seen things, heard things, smelled things. But in this dream, I started tactfully feeling the dog. So I said, shit, I got to do something about this. I have to face this rabid animal. And the net of it was I had to grab the dog by its neck. And I can still feel its fur right now as I'm talking to you. Its breath. I have to wrestle it to the ground and hold it and choke it and kill the dog. And what's really profound is as I'm taking the breath away from this animal, which was hard for me to do, I wake up in the physical world. And as I wake up, I have probably the most physiological change I've ever had in my life. Something leaves and I have the feeling of absolute lightness that I've never experienced in my life. And it's a profound dream because it gave me insight in what I have to do with this family member. Now, how is this connected to us? Because the reality is this dog, which is a dog, which I like, is ultimately a fucking rabid animal. The villagers try to appease it, put a Band-Aid solution on it. Did it work? No. But ultimately it had to be fucking taken down and executed. It's unfortunate, but it's a hard lesson to learn that these individuals have gotten so used to exploiting other people. They're rabid. They're not going to fucking change. And they exploit the villagers, they exploit other people with their niceness and your kindness to fuck you over. And then you wake up when you're 80 years old and you say, fuck, what did I do with my life? People do this in relationships. No one ever wakes up in a relationship and says, shit, I should have left that relationship much later. Right? No one ever wakes up and says, shit, I should have not overthrown my oppressor, right, sooner. This is probably the most important thing that needs to be understood, where you connect your personal and your own spiritual personal growth to the outward, you see? And it is something that's central to your ultimate development as a human being. And what's fortunate is, I would say at any point in human history, this understanding, maybe you're lucky 0.00001% of humanity gets this. Because of the incredible brainwashing, even at the personal level, a family member may do to everyone around them, or at a political level, to suppress people to be the appeaser. You see, that's how these people capture you. Well, Bobby Kennedy can't be that bad. What are you talking about? No, he is fucking that bad. A good friend of mine who knows Rory Kennedy, when I had dinner with her, she goes, everyone in Kennedy's family knows he's a fuck up and they all stay away from him. Okay, so his own family thinks he's a fuck up and yet he's projected in this world to come, quote unquote, help, right? So evil needs the naive and the nice. Evil needs naive and nice people. And if you are naive and nice and have inklings of that, like this woman, Sapna, who stole all our fucking material, we're going to expose her. She will be sued in India and she'll be sued in the United States. We're not fucking around, just like we did with Mike Adams. We got the best attorneys and we shut him down because they convince you, well, Mike has done a lot of nice things. Really? What nice things has he done? You see how they get you? If people cross these boundaries of unethical behavior, theft, in your own personal lives, and you don't deal with them because they are some brainwashing that you've seen that they're part of your life, you're actually perpetuating your own suffering. But this is how people hook you. They make some bond, you see? It could be family. It could be, well, he's on the same team. He's saying the same things, you see? But this clarity needs to be established about just fundamental principles and violation of fundamental principles. And they're not on the same fucking team, because if this woman in India, we have built our movement, all the work we've done, why are you copying our shit? Why are you directing people over here when this movement already exists? What is your purpose? Right? If we didn't exist, it'd be one thing, but we already exist. She's talking about how they're going to set up Jitsi, how they're going to do ours, everything, like replicating everything, step by step by step by step. So that tells you that this group in India wants to divert 1.6 billion people who are going to awaken, and they're called Awaken India Movement. You see the profound darkness of this? That's how evil is. Make America healthy again, right? Meanwhile, nothing's been done to the mRNA platform. So it's really important people, and I'm talking to the men now, because I find a lot of men pussyfoot around on this issue. And I don't know why. Maybe men have the luxury because they get some little more benefits, right? A little more luxurious benefits to give other people this sort of, maybe they're okay. Like, have this mental masturbation on, well, maybe they didn't really mean that. No, they fucking did mean that. They stole our stuff. They copied Shatter the Swarm. They're fucking doing it, idiot. Why are you giving 1 inch? And that 1 fucking inch, you're literally giving them a mile, because that is not an inch that you're giving them. So, by the way, there's a good movie. I don't promote all movies, but there's a pretty good movie about a guy called Reuben Hurricane Carter. I don't know if you know who he is. He was a boxer in the 60s and 70s. And not only was he a boxer, he could have been the heavyweight champion of the world, but he was very political. He didn't give a fuck about the establishment. Well, the true life story is he was accused of a murder he did not commit, thrown in jail for 20 years. And it's a young boy who saved this kid, saved Reuben, got him out after 20 years. Quite an awful story. You should watch his movie. It's called Hurricane. Dylan wrote a song about it, but it was a young kid who got him out. But in the movie, I just saw this, he says, we must be warrior scholars. Pretty interesting. Reuben Hurricane Carter says that. Because when he goes into prison, he realizes that you're just going to get gang raped in prison. And that he said, I set my mind to survive, to ignore all the porn that they put on, all this shit. And he just became like a monk. Very decisive, very clear on what life was actually about because of the brutality that he went through. And you got to watch this movie because you will lose all illusion of illusion. We need warrior scholars who have no fucking illusion about how evil, particularly these people, like a fucking Mike Adams, like this woman, when they steal our shit. Why are you stealing our shit? Why are you not promoting us? Is it your ego? Is it your jealousy? What is it? Is it your love of money? Is your love, what the fuck is it? We're here, we're fucking doing this. No one's fucking making money off this. We're here. You are, Mike, you're selling fucking freeze-dried shit, talking about Armageddon coming every day. We're not. So to the, 37 of you here and whoever's listening, I want you to challenge you to be a courageous human being, to actually be a man, not the Tate brothers who talk about fake white manhood, telling young white men to go fucking beat the shit out of women, misogynists. That's not what I'm talking about. And by the way, in the Nazi army, there was a massive amount of homosexuality. I don't know if you know this, because they denied the love of women, hatred of women, and they went the other way. But there is a bunch of fucking idiots who are promoting misogyny, hatred of women, to promote a fake masculinity. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about actual noble men and women who have very clear lines of what is unacceptable behavior, and who will indeed call it out here and now, not just theorize it in their brain and just watch me talk. Our movement gives those men and women an opportunity to participate. I see Chris out on social media hitting these fucking people. We're giving you the opportunity to articulate this, to be a Malcolm X, to be a Christ. because these individuals were very clear in their principles. And by you going out and exposing them and articulating it, not, well, I don't know if Dr. Shiva was being too harsh. Fuck you. The fuck are you talking about? You haven't been fucked over enough. Right? And this is why humanity suffers. Because the people who have luxury, who can speak and articulate, are mentally masturbating of how evil actually is and appeasing it. And you can't fucking do that. You have to take your fucking hand, put it on its neck and fucking choke it and take its life out. You have to. You really have to. It is that black and white. It is survival of the fittest. You see what the United States imperialism and Zionism is doing in Iran. They're just going to keep fucking bombing it. Do you think they're going to be nice? No fucking way. Evil is not nice, but it wants you to be nice to it. It wants you to be naive to it. It banks on people saying, well, Dr. Shiva, are you sure he meant what he said? Yeah, he fucking meant what he said. Not only did he mean it, he's fucking doing it. Yeah, he's hanging. Booby fucking Kennedy said that the Palestinian people are the most pampered people on the planet. And he stands for children's health defense? What the fuck are you talking about? How dare you even defend him? That's the way you guys have to learn how to articulate this. It can't be just me. This movement has to articulate and call out these motherfuckers because they are evil. You can't be fucking dilly-dallying around. But that dream was a very profound dream. And it was a dog, dogs I love. So you almost have to, it was the universe trying to present me with something that you're supposed to love, quote unquote family, quote unquote someone you like, and tell you that those people can be very dangerous. Those people can bite you and fucking destroy you. People like the Sapna woman who was trying to manipulate Kai. You see? Oh, I'm just trying to promote Dr. Shiva. That's why I stole all of this material and called it Shatter the Swarm, put it on my website, and got people coming to me. Now, if you start believing that, you deserve to be eaten and spit out by the swarm. You're dumb. You're naive and you're nice. The swarm believes kindness is weakness. They don't view your kindness as something good. But watch that movie, Hurricane Carter, and you will see the reality and the viciousness of these people, of what they did to a fucking human being for 20 years. And that's just one story of what people have done. So all of you who are not in that situation have learned this material. You have a fucking duty to articulate this with precision, with ferocity, not with some namby-pambiness. And so it was very interesting to see, you know, Hurricane Carter say, I decided I was going to be a warrior scholar. I was going to fucking take care of my body and learn everything I could fucking get. Now, we've consolidated that knowledge in such a way that is potent. Can't be fucking pussyfooting around. A lot of young men in the United States have the luxury. You have a shitload, especially, don't take this the wrong way, if you're a young white male. You really do. You have a great duty to do more, especially if you learn this material. You must call out the true racism more than any of us could do of this color. Frankly, you do. The real racism. I'm not talking about the fake racism. The racism that segregates people into boxes. Because in some level, unless you went through your family thing, you got certain luxuries. And you must watch that movie, Reuben Hurricane. You have to watch that fucking movie. And you realize how much we fucking have and how the preciousness of life to be not in those conditions and what we have to do. But we have a fucking duty to not be naive, not appease evil. because they will fucking steal your shit. They will spit you out. And to have any inkling that they will not do that is really fucking dumb. Women get this, I'm telling you. Women get this in their bones. Or if you've been fucked over, you get this. And many people come to our movement intuitively know this. But by acting like Chris does, even though you learn more, because you'll see when, Chris, you've seen it, right? When you hit people, how they react, right? And then you have to go through this process of hitting them harder and being uncompromising. And then they're like, what the fuck? It's not just Dr. Shiva. It's this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy. But evil thrives on the naive and the nice. Evil needs naive and nice. Don't be naive and nice, for God fucking sake, with people who are evil. They will annihilate you. And you won't even know your throat was slit. So this is, if you want to win Truth, Freedom, Health, really want to win it, you can't pussyfoot it. You have to get this really well. It's at the heart. It's got to be in your heart and your soul and your mind. You have to really get this concept. And if you want, if you don't physically know it, sometimes watching a movie, you have empathetic neurons. You'll say, fuck, I didn't experience that. But you will feel that person's pain. And you'll say, what a fucking naive person I am. So watch that movie, Hurricane. And you will see how they just destroyed a human being. And you'll see how they misuse the story of Christ for their own benefits too. They don't want to talk about Christ whipping the shit out of these guys. They don't want to talk anything about that. That's a central piece of Christ's journey. 7 days before he was crucified, he had exposed the Pharisees and the Sadducees as the NSOEs. That's why he was crucified. He was a political revolutionary. He wasn't just here for other shit. That was the core. And they don't want you to talk about that. Right? But you have to look at the life of people and what they suffered when they were here and what they fought against in this reality, because this is the reality that we have right now. So anyway, there's rabid dogs and they want you to appease them. For God's sake, don't give them an inch. And if the 37 of you get this, and you're able to articulate this in your lives and have very clear boundaries in your personal, professional, it's unstoppable, because it creates a wave of energy that's unstoppable. You can't be naive and nice. That's the message. And when you really get this, you will feel like a burden has been lifted off you. And that's what happened to me in that dream. It was a very profound dream. As I'm annihilating that animal, I wake up in the physical world, as I said, and it was physiologically like a weight of a tenth, something left. But it was very physiological in my tissues. So you cannot be disconnected from the reality of this world and how we behave. This world gives us an amazing opportunity to play this out and actually free ourselves at many levels. So we are creating the conditions for people to fight and have that experience. That's what I believe it's about. But you have to also look at your own personal lives. It has to be interconnected. We'll take any questions. Before we do that, if Andrew's here, we've been out on the ground handing out flyers. So Andrew came in from Maine, and I think, Andrew, you were handing out a flyer to a young guy who got the flyer. If you can bring up that video, and it's a very interesting conversation, because I was with one group giving out flyers at a Market Basket. I mean, at a Whole Foods. Andrew was across the street at a Trader Joe's. And then we went to get Andrew, because we were going to another place. And Andrew said, oh, there's this really cool kid who came. Right, Andrew? Andrew, maybe you want to tell the story, but I want you to listen to this interaction, because when you go to the world brings you some very interesting people. Andrew, go ahead. And this is why it's really important to go offline. Online is a two-dimensional world. When you go offline, you realize people actually are there. You get to see them with your, you know, you get to use all five or six senses, depending on if you believe that, right? And interact with people. And that's why they don't want you going offline. The online medium is so highly controllable. It's not real. When you go offline with that flyer that we have, you have much more profound experiences. Andrew, can you play that video?
Yeah, sure. I'll go ahead and play it right now.
Yeah, go ahead. Everyone thinks Democrats or Republicans are running everything. So you should get involved. He's a sales engineer.
Yep.
He's an electrician. I do all sorts of stuff.
If it checks out, you have a volunteer.
Excellent.
He's happy to get laid off because of this AI stuff.
Yeah, their goal is to get rid of people. That's where they're going. That's the ultimate goal. That's why people need to organize. He came out from Connecticut to help us.
It came out from Florida.
The nurse. Everyone works.
I believe in him.
Because first of all, I've never been involved with something like this before. And some of the things he believed in, I used to think about, but he totally puts it all together. But who really runs things? It's like a unit party. I just ran into him on the internet when I saw the Swarm video.
Go watch ShatterTheSwarm.com.
Shatter the Swarm.
It's a video explaining who runs the world. In an engineering system space, without conspiracy shit.
We have people all over the world. It's a global movement of very conscious people.
Now the million-dollar question, sir. The running for Senate, one person. The hell are you going to do?
There's two things. Your question is based on the theory that we think running for office is the end state. My running for office is part of a larger movement. When we ran last year against Trump, we're the ones who exposed the fact that the government has a backdoor portal called social media companies. So by running, they attack us and we expose them. We, it's people power. They can't comprehend. He would take time off from Maine. He would drive in from Pennsylvania.
That's they, the to take off from work.
But people are doing it. We're showing people are doing it.
I'm saying like it's hard because it's hard. It takes you to give a shit.
We find those people.
Gotta be made.
But see, we find those people. Everyone in our movement comes from all different backgrounds, but extremely intelligent people.
I love the way you're thinking about this because you've thought about the problem. It's not simple.
It's not. I'm a systems guy. I went to MIT. I use that innovation. We organize people who also equally detest it.
I'm going to do my homework. Yep. I wish you the best, man.
All right, Andrew, was that it? That was a short word, right? So then we went to the nurses' protest, but that was some random guy. And I think Andrew's connected with him, right?
Yes.
And I think it was a much longer piece. And then, Andrew, do you want to play us a bunch of us handing out flyers and those interactions? And this was interesting because a lot of people went very scared handing out flyers. And at the end of it, you could see they got more and more better at it. One guy, Mark DeWile, I don't know if Mark's here. He was like, well, I don't know. I don't know about this. You know, I don't know if people... And Mark started handing out flyers, got good. And then Mark then drove down to Plymouth an hour later and was there for 2 hours. They don't want us interacting with other human beings. Our movement has created that framework so people can do that. Go ahead, Andrew, if you can play that.
Did you want me to play the longer one or the...
I don't know. I don't know. It's up to you.
The whatever short that we made is mostly with you, Dr. Shiva, even though there are other people.
Yeah, yeah, but do the one with everyone else.
Okay, one second.
Yeah. But part of what we're doing now is getting people out there. I remember it was a very nervous thing the first time I ever handed out a flyer when I was 17 years old. It's like, what the fuck I'm doing here? You're seeing, it's very weird. And then you get at it and then you get good at it, right? It's a different muscle. So in 30 minutes, we're training people very quickly. Go ahead, Andrew. Handing out flyers is an interesting activity. Go ahead.
Independent USA. You got 11? Awesome. I agree.
We'll see people read it all the way to their car.
I had one guy that actually came back and I voted for this guy already. And it's like, I'm good with the fire. And I said, you know what? Put it up on your door outside because this platform's here. And he's like, yeah.
Awesome.
So the people that want it, they want it.
Exactly.
And they need to know. He mows lawns. He's painted houses. None of those politicians know how to do that.
Yeah, right.
We need this human interaction.
This guy's reading it the whole way.
Yeah.
Awesome.
If you notice, there's people being the whole way. That's what we want, you guys.
But everyone thinks Democrats and Republicans are running
everything.
Did you want me to play this version, Dr. Schieber? Do you want
no,
to
it's okay. I think we have more people handing out flyers, or this it?
That's pretty much it, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it takes some funny
but
stuff.
But what's interesting is,
Geronimo.
What we noticed was people would take the flyers and they would read it. Once they saw the 65%, or the majority, you could see them reading it all the way to the car. That was what was interesting. But anyway, most of the people that came there never handed out flyers. The Zachs who came up from Connecticut, I think, what's his name? Amaral, Mark Wild, and two other women that came. But it's a really cool experience for people. We now have 10 areas covered. And in the last 2 weeks, I think close to 40 people have been recruited. And we want to get about 100 people recruited. And that's from all of your guys' efforts. So we have the fact globally, people are calling into the Massachusetts pledges and getting them to hand out flyers. And then every day Barb has set it up, there's a store right down the street. I'm doing personal training from 12 to 2. So people come out and it's, you have to give people training. It is coaching. It is a technique. How they talk, they can, you know, they have to be confident, project themselves, see people. There's a lot of little technique. It's like coaching how to throw a ball, right? Because you're delivering a message. And people that are not used to getting out there and interacting with people, but then interacting with people to be delivering a message, right? So it's pretty sophisticated and we made it simple. So it's a pretty tough job to get people to learn this in 30 minutes, but people are, as long as they're committed. Joyce Evans, we went up and she was very nervous. And then she got better. She goes, I've never done this before. This is a new muscle I'm using. And it is. It is absolutely a new muscle that you're using when you get out and you do this stuff because you're vulnerable, you're out there. And this is what the swarm does not want people doing. So we're giving people an opportunity, you know? And when they do it and they see people take it, it breaks down all their illusions, all the desperation. Oh, people aren't interested. No one's no one's there, the world is woe is me, and blah, blah, blah. It goes away because people are taking the fucking flyer and they're reading it and they have interactions. Anya, I don't know if Anya's here, she recruited someone as a volunteer down in Marshfield. Out of that, she went from a position of, I'm not sure, I don't know what's going to happen to the world, to people coming to her and saying, this is great. So it's just a matter of time. But getting back to the title of this talk, those people who are warriors, scholars, and leaders have to inspire people by annihilating these fucking evil people and being very clear. Because then you give you're creating the space for new people to come in because they're seeing your leadership. If you don't create that space, the teachings are just theory. You have to articulate this with ferocity. Andrew, is there anything else? But Andrew's going to put those out there. And we're going to be putting people out, handing out flyers. We want people to start seeing you can go out, a simple activity. Do this, and people do take them. It's not people are mopes, right? People are not stupid. People actually want human connection. And we're doing
that. Everything. I mean, yeah. We'll be here handing out flyers every weekend in different locations. So everybody, please get involved. And it's really easy. It's fun. If you follow the simple instructions, Dr. Shiva's really mastered the process. It's very, very simple. Just make eye contact, project your voice, be friendly, and just say, I'm independent for U.S. Senate.
And the key word we found is independent. So you have to say independent. And what we noticed is you don't show the flyer openly, like you just don't hold it out because it looks like a car wash salesman. You wait it looks like you're handing out 65% off coupons. So it's very important that you, and then you give it to them. And then it's an interaction between them, you, because everyone's wearing their independent hat, and then the flyer. It creates this very interesting visual space, a triangle, for people to take the flyer. And then they read it. So there is a absolute process there. And you learn it. It's not like you just go out there and act like a doofus, because you're not going to get the results. So Gerald, for example, is coming from Pennsylvania. He's driving up. He did 2 weeks ago. Gerald's going to come up, and he's going to be here for about 8 weeks, right, to help people. So anyone's welcome to come here and help out. But it is really, really cool. We have 10 major locations. But we've identified 10 locations where independents are high proclivity voters. We've got to get 1 million of these flyers out. That's the goal. And that's our campaign, because there's no way you can even fight them on their media or in their social media anymore, especially a movement like ours, because we're real and they can't have it. So that's why we need others on social media, like Chris and others, jousting, driving people and inviting people to come to hand out flyers, come to the orientation, so we can recruit people. Anything else? Any other questions, comments? Do we have any questions? We can go to the Q&A on social media, et cetera.
If anyone has a question for Dr. Shiva, just go to the chat at the bottom of the screen, put your message in new message, and send it to a co-host or Dr. Shiva.
We do want to also mention that twice a week now, we have Systems Health events, and they're... Noel is heading that up. We have once a month these clean food events, and we're doing a much more deliberate way to outreach to people, and once a month the Cytosolv events. So, and each one of those paths has an actual career path people can go to. They can become a clean food consultant, they can be a systems health educator, they can become a computational biologist of sorts. So what's the name of the movie that you mentioned? The Hurricane. Denzel Washington is one of the leads in it. And there's another young gentleman, a young boy, who's really the story is really about. Is the best place to joust on Twitter? Yeah, so Catherine Suisse, Twitter is the political platform on social media. There are other platforms, but Twitter is a good place to joust. And typically you can see someone and you can challenge them and always give them a solution. You know, I disagree with you. If you want to learn more, come here, you know, but we are always compelling people to action. Let's see, there's someone else here. Facebook, where can we go for gear? Good question. So you can go to shiva4senate.com or truthfreedomhealth.com, either place. And the other news we want to share is we're getting other questions. Suresh and is Nicholas here? Did we update the, Suresh, if you can bring up the current website on the lawsuit. So as many of you know, we filed a lawsuit to demand that the government does not delete ballot images, which are the images, which are the actual ballots. Anyway, we took it up through the state courts, and one state court judge, Suresh, is the website up for with all the lawsuit? Is it up to date, the most recent stuff? Yeah, so this was the interlocutory appeal we did. So basically, we filed it in state court. The judge said, oh, if you want restitution, go ask Donald Trump. We appealed that to the next level in the state courts. That judge also said the same thing. Since then, in the last 24 hours, we have now taken this case to the federal courts, and we have sued the Attorney General of the United States, the Assistant Attorney General, and the Secretary of State of Massachusetts, because we're exposing that both Democrats and Republicans do not want to solve the issue of deletion of ballot images, because it is the Attorney General, which is supposed to enforce the law, Massachusetts, that said that they're going to delete ballot images. And Trump's Attorney General is not doing anything about it. So it should be a very interesting case. August 7th is when the opposition has to respond. So it's going to be very interesting how Trump responds. What is Trump going to say when he's talking about election integrity, and we're saying Massachusetts, the Democrats that you claim you hate are deleting ballot images? You can send one letter to tell them to stop, and you haven't done anything. So it's going to be quite interesting. But anyway, we're the ones who put this out there. So thanks, Suresh. We're exposing Democrats and Republicans work together to violate, to conduct election fraud. Any other questions? Here we go. Catherine had a question. I think I answered that. All right. So let me wrap up by saying there's three ways people can get involved. Action-wise, depending on wherever you are, you can work with Marianne or Vicky, and they'll educate you on that. You can sign up to help make phone calls from the comfort of your home to get people to pledge for Shiva for Senate. That's one. So you can call into Massachusetts Citizens and get them to pledge to vote for us. Second, you can call to recruit volunteers. Third is you can actually come to Massachusetts to help hand out flyers. But one of those three things you can do right now to help us. So you can hand out flyers. We want a volunteer on the ground to hand out from 2,500 to 10,000 flyers. Or you can recruit. If you can't make it, recruit Massachusetts supporters of ours to help hand out flyers. That's really great too. Or you can talk to Massachusetts Citizens to vote for us. So we have multiple ways that you can participate in a very tangible way to help. One is having phone conversations. The other is physically boots on the ground. But either of them, based on your, you know, geography where you are very, very valuable for our movement. All right. Is everyone involved? Is this to anyone who's new here? Is any one of you can raise your hand? We don't want to embarrass you. Is anyone here want to help, but does not know what to do? And this is to everyone also on social media. So I'm going to assume if no one raised their hands that everyone's involved in some way, which is great. But anyway, we have a number of people here to help, but get involved. Thank you, Andrew, for sharing that. And thank you to all of you. Let's all just get very, very, you know, we come here as doves. The goal is to leave here as eagles, you know? That's what the goal is. So be strong and have very, very low tolerance for evil. Don't be naive. Don't be nice to evil. Thank you, everyone. Be well. Have a good night. Be the light. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution, and that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.